Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now we will continue to give voice to some of you, our unemployed listeners. The Times front page today, as I said before the break, has disturbing but revealing poll results about the ways that unemployment is taking a toll on people's lives, financial and otherwise. I'll go through some of these in a minute to give you some of the big picture, but let's open up the phones on one of these findings. One of the biggest numbers in the survey was that 69% said you have seriously considered changing your field or your line of work. And 44% said you've already begun some kind of job retraining. And I thought we'd open the phones on those things for a few minutes for our unemployed listeners. What line of work are you switching to or considering switching to? And what kind of retraining might you already be getting, if any? And I ask because it might make you feel better to talk about it. And also because it might help some of your fellow unemployed listeners to hear how some other folks are dealing with the challenge and some of the things that people are transitioning into. So 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. What kind of job did you lose? What career or line of work are you thinking of switching to? Or maybe you've already done it. 212-433-WNYC, or post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Another interesting finding from the Times poll, 42% have either moved or considered moving to another part of the country where there might be more jobs. And yet it's hard to sell your home right now, so we know that makes it hard to move. So when you call to talk about how you're thinking of changing your line of work, you might also mention whether you've considered moving to find work. 212-433-WNYC, or post to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. And while your calls are coming in, here are some of those other results from the poll. This paints overall an interesting picture of what it's like to be unemployed right now. On the financial side, the survey found that half the people unemployed this year have suffered depression or anxiety. I should say on the non-financial side, the survey found that half the people unemployed this year suffering from depression or anxiety. More than half have had trouble sleeping. Half have had more arguments with family or friends. Half are feeling embarrassed or ashamed about being out of work. So there's no shame in feeling ashamed right now. More than half say their children's lives have changed a lot. On the financial side, more than half of unemployed Americans this year have borrowed money from family or friends. About half are uninsured for health and have cut back on doctor visits. Among those receiving unemployment benefits, 60% say the benefits have not been enough to cover basic expenses. 75% believe unemployment benefits will run out before they find another job. 83% got no severance pay, by the way. 60% of unemployed people say they have taken money from savings. And 70%, as we said at the top, are changing or thinking about changing careers or lines of work. Actually, 69%, to be precise. And that's what our call-in is about. What did you do? What are you thinking of changing to? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. By the way, just one more. In terms of casting blame for your unemployment, the poll found George W. Bush, the big blame winner, 26% blamed the former president, followed by 12% who blamed the banks, 8% blame jobs going overseas, only 3% blame President Obama, but unemployed respondents were split only about in half on whether President Obama is doing a good job at job creation. So those are some of the results from the Times poll of unemployed Americans taken last week and released today. Now, your calls on one of the big findings from that poll, about 70% considering a new line of work altogether. If you're in transition, what did you do? What are you doing next or thinking of doing? 212-433-WNYC or post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Aris in Jersey City. Yes. You're on WNYC. Hi, Aris.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you do?
I used to work in the New York State Assembly.
You were an elected official?
No. I worked as a legislative assistant.
Uh-huh. And did you get laid off from that?
No, actually, I left.
Uh-huh. So at least you...
The hours were hectic, and it was a lot of stress, and I was actually depressed on the job, so I had to...
You were depressed on the job. So you're right. Changing voluntarily. And so when you leave politics, what do you do next? Spend more time with your family.
I don't know. I used to work overseas. I used to work in Rome, the UN. And so I used to do political work there, too. And I'm actually considering going to the fashion industry. I have a couple of friends who are designers. I know people have always suggested that I model. So I went in to do fit model, and I'm waiting to hear back from them. But hopefully there are other opportunities in the fashion industry. And it's a weird industry to switch into, but I think it would be interesting while I'm young to do it. So,
Aris, good luck. Well, she's probably in better position than most of the rest of you calling in, right? She voluntarily left her job in politics to go try her hand at being a model. Well, Aris, if you can make it, best of luck to you. But I think Lauren's in worse shape. Lauren, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, Brian. How are you this morning?
Good. What's your story?
I got laid off 2 weeks ago.
Sorry to hear
it. I don't know how many we are now, probably ranking in the thousands, unemployed journalists. I was a magazine writer, and I was one of 130 people who was laid off.
From a particular publication?
Yeah, from Business Week magazine.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear it.
Yeah, you know what? It was a great run. I wrote it as long as I could. It was a great place to work.
It's
tough for journalists out there. I mean, every day, I think there's more than 300 magazines that folded this year in 2009.
So what does a former journalist for Business Week do next?
Well, I cover personal finance at Business Week, so I am seriously considering a career switch to work in financial literacy. We don't have a national curriculum for financial literacy. It's not taught in our schools, and I think a lot of the root of the subprime crisis and the financial crisis came from the fact that people just didn't really understand a lot about their money. So I think that it's a teachable moment right now, and I think there's going to be work out there. It seems like there is, but I'll have to get back to you in a few months and let you know how successful I am.
I guess so. So let me ask you the blame question. Can I give you that bonus question?
Absolutely.
Who do you blame for you getting laid off?
You know what? I go deep, deep back. But, I mean, particularly to journalism, our business model is broken. We were based, you know, WNYC is a nonprofit, but we relied on advertising. And it was, you know, it worked for a really long time. But when the advertisers went away, there was no revenue to replace that. So could magazines have charged more money? Could they have certainly charged, and we're seeing this now, charging for content online? You know, we gave away everything for free. So, I don't really blame any particular person, but I think that it wasn't well thought out in the beginning when a lot of things were moving online. So, just the way, you know, business works, I understand that, but it's,
Lauren, good luck. Hopefully there'll be a market for financial literacy, and people will have learned to become more financially literate because of what happened, right?
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
I
good luck.
It.
Nicole in Manhattan, another laid-off media people person?
Actually, not laid off. I left my job also to start a company, and left book publishing to start a company. And kind of like the last caller, book publishing was a dead industry. So when my company died, I decided to do something else.
And?
So I moved to California to get into clean tech, and now I'm moving back because there's a lot of clean tech opportunities out here in the West, on the East Coast.
But now by clean tech, what are the specific jobs in clean tech? Because people hear that, they think, oh, gosh, green jobs, green industry, clean technology, that's got to be the bubble of the future. But what does that mean in terms of what kind of work you actually go for?
I'm going for a specific opportunity in what's called microgrids, but the industry is growing and growing rapidly. And before it was very technology focused and very much technologist focus, and it was solar and it was wind and it was people who really knew the guts of it. But the industry is growing so fast, they need people who have a whole bunch of different skills. So it might be the bubble of the future, but this one I want to ride to the top as opposed to riding the last one to the bottom.
Nicole, good luck. Enrique in Brooklyn. Enrique, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Yes, hello. I'm just calling basically, as you mentioned, the green jobs and that being the bubble that could be the future, it just seems like there's a lot of red tape involved with it. As I research things like fuel conversion and solar panel, make installments, et cetera.
Take a step back. What job did you have, and what are you thinking of going into in technology?
Well, I worked in fashion sales, contemporary fashion sales and e-commerce.
And why do you snicker when you say that?
Because, I mean, if I think it's the polar opposite of what the green, I guess, fields would be. I mean, it's pretty vapid. It's pretty fleeting.
Don't tell Aris from Jersey City. Anyway, go ahead. So you're coming out of fashion sales, and you're trying to get into some kind of green industry, solar panels, things like that?
Well, yeah, more researching it. I mean, there's a certain amount of integrity that comes to working with your hands and more of a vocational, I guess, job.
Do you need to get retrained for that?
Exactly. I mean, I think a lot of people would need to be retrained to go into that field, but it just seems that once you get that training, let's say I want to convert your automobile to diesel, biodiesel.
Uh-huh.
Well, you're going to need the money to do that, and where I don't see this economy really having room for that right now.
Well, some people will retrofit, and probably more it will come in, you know, the future technology, the new cars of the future and things like that. But
yeah.
But so where does this leave you? Are you looking at particular retraining programs and deciding whether they're practical?
Yeah, I mean, I think part of that, again, would be the economy, you know, completely turning around and people really being able to have that, I guess, secondary income to invest into certain conversions, you know, around the home and you know, hopefully that will happen. I mean, there's a big conference going on in Copenhagen, so maybe we'll see where some of those
I've heard about
government,
that.
Yeah. Where some of those funds will be coming from. So,
Enrique, good luck. Thank you for calling. Bill in Flushing, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bill.
Hi, good morning.
So what job did you have?
I there's a paradox. I was Bernie Madoff's blind messenger.
No, get out of here. What do you mean you were his blind messenger?
I became legally blind in June of 89.
Uh-huh.
2 years prior to that, on Valentine's Day, I earned my master's degree in Russian area studies at Hunter College, and that was the day my retina is detached, and I had to go through 7 consecutive eye operations.
And I'm so sorry about all of that, but then what did you do for Bernie Madoff?
I used to work for him in the early 70s before I decided to go back to get educated in academics.
And so were you...
And then I went back to Bernie just as a lark to say hello to all my friends who I hadn't seen in almost 16 years. And Peter Madoff spotted me, and he said, what are you doing? I told him, I can't even read the Daily News headline now. And I was declared legally blind by the state in June of 89, and Peter Madoff said, don't worry.
So Peter Madoff,
Madoff
said, can you read our ledger sheet? And you said no, and he said, you've got the job.
Well, that's, you know, that's a spin. Even I can laugh at that now, right?
So he got busted, and this caused you to lose your job.
Right, and at the moment I'm being retrained at the Catholic Guild for the Blind, which is actually around the corner from the lipstick building. I go to a computer class, and the irony is I haven't typed since 1985-86, and I sat down on a keyboard and my god, the instructor's cute. So now don't look down at the keyboard, and the irony is that I can't even see the keyboard, so I had to rememorize it.
So it's not braille type, it's relearning what you once knew.
That's correct.
The QWERTY
it's
keyboard.
Relearning the keyboard, and the here's something, JAWS, jobs application with sound. Technology is a blessing for people. It's a screen reader. Everything I type on the screen, the computer will speak back to me.
So it's like spell check with audio.
Yeah.
Bill, that's
this is. I wish they had this, you know, back in the 80s. No way.
Absolutely. Bill, I got to go, but good luck. Thank you very much. That is fascinating about the technology, and good luck with that retraining. Jack on Staten Island, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jack.
Yeah, Brian, thanks for taking my call, and a great show, always.
Thank
always.
You. What did you do last?
Security, and... Well, I'm just out of work now, but that's in between. I work part-time.
Uh-huh. Now,
okay.
Jack, turn off your radio. Turn off your radio in the background,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, my mistake.
That's all right. We'll be able to hear you better. So you worked security, and are you thinking of...
All right, that's done.
That's all right.
People who want to work, if they have a clean record, they can get a New York State security officer's license. in which it takes a couple of months, like not a couple of months, it takes about 6 weeks.
To do security work, to get trained to do, you're saying people could get trained to do security guard work.
Well, you don't have to be trained. They train you when you get there.
Uh-huh.
And as a matter of fact,
what does it pay?
Oh, $10 an hour, $12.50 an hour. I once before worked as a civilian, New York City Police Department.
Uh-huh.
So that doesn't look bad on my resume.
Right. Okay. Jack, good luck to you. Let's see, Antonio from Park Slope on our webpage. I'm going from a print graphic designer to a web designer. One would think it's not a stretch or a dramatic change, but it is. Ideally, you must know HTML, XHTML, action scripting, and a host of other programming languages. The hard part is someone giving you a shot without the relevant experience. Good luck to all. John writes, even though... Oh, no, that's on the MTA. Let's see. We'll get one more in here. Rebecca in Manhattan. Hi, Rebecca. What did you do last?
Textile design.
And what are you going to do next?
Well, I'm searching for options, but every time I've gotten laid off from textile design, I say I have to get a new career because I can't, there's no work left. There's only one studio practically left in Manhattan.
Now, textile design, that means you're a designer of patterns that would go on clothing?
On fabric.
On fabric.
Yeah, that is destined for either clothing or the home accessories market.
Uh-huh.
And
so what you've got really is an eye and a flair for design.
Yes.
And so do you have to start from scratch, or can you apply that to something else?
I could apply it to something else, but I don't know what that is. Plus, I have an age factor, which is I'm just about to turn 60.
Uh-huh.
And
so how are you looking? How are you trying to figure out what you might get retrained for?
Word of mouth. I go to the unemployment service desk. They, you know, have different ideas. You know, and when I hear about the Obama jobs, they're like green jobs, highway. You know, they're not for girls. You know, do you ever hear of any jobs for girls? It's very hard.
Maybe that's what we really need is caulking for women.
There you go.
And then they can do the Cash for Caulkers program and do equal opportunity retraining and employment programs. Rebecca, good luck. Thanks,
you
for checking
Brian.
In with us. And listeners, we're going to end that segment here, but keep posting to our comments pages and keep trying to help each other. Maybe somebody has some advice for Rebecca. Maybe somebody has some advice for some of the other people who called in and weren't quite sure what to change to next. Good to get that out, I hope, for each of you. And keep having this conversation. How can you feed on each other's needs and experiences to help each other with retraining for your next jobs? Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, keep the conversation going, and in just a minute, we will talk to one mother who stopped volunteering at her kids' schools. We'll find out why.